Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Shout out to all the guys about to get drafted tonight in the NFL draft.
Man, future millionaires. In 24 hours, a whole bunch of guys are going to be millionaires.
Less than 24 hours in a few hours.
Actually. Yeah, it starts at 7 Central tonight. That's right.
So about 12 hours away out in Nashville today. Names are going to be called. And those guys are going to become hopefully the next superstars in the NFL. Shout out Kyler Murray.
Yeah, shout out Kyler Murray.
I think you're going first. All right, let's get to first world problems before we do.
First world problems.
Kelly got a text message right here. Hey, Kelly, I went ahead and bought some Third Love action.
Yes.
Oh.
And my bra is so comfortable that I forget I'm wearing it and fall asleep all the time.
Hey.
Wow, where am I bra? Hashtag first world problem.
How about that, Kelly Raspberry?
That you know third what? World. You can experience that same level of comfort.
Yeah, might as well.
I happen to be wearing my Third Love bra right now.
Because normally you get home and you...
I forgot I had to feel my straps. Yeah, they're there.
Girls used to get home,
take it off. Third Love, you go on their website, thirdlove.com, to take the Fit Finder quiz. And in just a matter of minutes, you'll find out what size you actually are.
Yeah.
Because you buy stuff off the rack at department stores. One 38C isn't going to fit the same as another 38C, which happens to be my size, in case you're wondering. But they have more than 70 sizes to choose from at Third Love, including the half cup sizes. They have straps that don't slip, tagless in the back so they don't itch. And you can wash it, wear it again for 60 days. If it doesn't work for you, send it back. And Third Love will wash it and give it to a woman in need. I love that.
Yep.
And it's not just bras. They have sleepwear, panties, a whole line for you to choose from. And Third Love knows there is a perfect bra for everyone. That's what they're really known for. And right now they're offering Kid Nation members 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/KIDD. It's a special web address, not a code.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase at thirdlove.com/kid to save 15%.
Wait.
Get your bras, people. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
That's where we want to take your calls. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, sunshine?
So, you have a pretty cool first world problem.
My house is so big.
How big is it?
My Rhomba cannot vacuum the entire house in one jar.
Holy smokes.
Hashtag first world problems.
How many square feet do you have, girl?
It's about 3,700.
It's a big house.
Yeah, you gotta double charge that.
Yeah.
How many feet are they guaranteed to go for? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I think it's a time.
I think it only stays charged for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus a little compartment.
It must be long enough.
Yeah, and the little compartment's small, I feel like. Yes. It gets like super clogged up.
Oh, going.
What'd you name your Roomba, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. Can you help me out?
Oh, we got to.
Hmm.
Well, see, he's underachieving, so we got to give him an underachieving name.
Yeah.
Is he a boy? Right?
Yeah, he's underachieving.
Probably, if he can't last more than an hour and a half.
Exactly.
How about Smalls?
There you go, Jennifer.
I couldn't laugh at that.
Let her end on that joke.
Yeah, I'll let Jennifer have the out on her
I
call.
Couldn't.
Thank you, Jennifer, for your you call.
I couldn't condone that.
You got better timing, Al.
You got Trump her funny out.
Why you got to do that to my girl?
From the text. Hey, guys. I use talk to text feature all the time, and I tried leaving a voicemail for someone yesterday. I caught myself saying comma and then period at the end of every sentence during the voicemail. Very embarrassing. Hashtag first world problem.
Gotta do it.
You do? See, that's why I refuse to do
that. I don't do voice to text. I text with the microphone. So I actually send a voice text.
Yeah, Jenna does the memo thing.
Well,
which is good.
My fingers get tired. You know, texting. I just sometimes want to, like, hit the mic and...
And then that goes away. You can make it go away if you want to say some that you want to keep a secret. Make sure it's not on there.
Well, plus, if you're driving, if you talk to text, you still have the urge to
look
make
at
sure
it
said what you wanted it to say because it misunderstands you sometimes.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Voice memo is the way to go. You're right, Jenna.
Jenna, I'm going to jump on your voice memo thing.
Hold that mic down. It's been great.
So much better.
Especially for long text.
Hey, let's pause for the cause real quick, though, Kid Nation. We do need to hook you up with the password for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And then we'll jump back into first world problems.
Okay.
But the password you need this hour, so you could potentially win up to $5,000, because we did find the $10,000 vault.
Yep.
Is Chunky.
Chunky.
Chunky. Chunky is your password.
All right.
There you have it. here within 10 minutes. We'll have you call in so you could play. And let's go back into first world problems. Anna, do you have any from the Instagrams?
Yes.
Okay.
Erica Moore wrote us on Instagram and she said, my 5-year-old unplugged his Alexa, so I had to actually go upstairs and wake him up instead of calling him.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow.
My Alexa keeps going offline. Does that? Do you guys have Alexa? Does it have?
I do.
It keeps going offline.
I only have a very brief relationship. It's only timer in the kitchen, weather, and some music.
That's about mine. Yeah.
And then my wife put the parental controls on there, so I can't listen to the dirty songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you say, say Alexa
play me the dirty songs? I tried,
and that doesn't work.
No, Mackenzie won't tell me the. She'll tell me how to get rid of it.
The JC control, not the parental control.
I know, man. Come on. Hey, Reagan. Or Regan.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
So when I wake up in the morning, I have too many clothes to wear, so I don't know which ones to wear.
Hard, girl.
Too many clothes.
It's too much.
You got to pick out the night before.
But still too many clothes.
You could be sitting up too late because you couldn't decide.
I know. Why are you tired today? Oh, I didn't sleep. Couldn't figure out what to wear last night.
I knew a girl in school who was so organized, she would plan her outfits for the entire week and pin it next to the closet.
Love it.
She'd put it on a piece of paper so she knew every day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Wow.
Very, very organized person.
Wow.
And I wish I could be that organized.
Yeah.
It does.
Thanks for your call, Regan. From the text, when you're a pregnant teacher and all the names you love are those students.
The brats in the class. Yes.
Yeah, because you can't name them, because then all you think about is those bad kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up, Fallon?
Okay, I got two first world problems.
All right.
I can get multiple stuff, like a hair dryer, a water bottle, stuck in my hair.
Is it so curly?
Yes.
Get a water bottle stuck in your hair?
Okay.
Yes. Don't question me. It's happened before. And then my mom has a first world problem with her hair is so freaking straight and smooth that a ponytail can't even stay in her hair.
Yeah, the elastic slips out.
If we could just combine your hair powders, right, you guys would have the perfect hair.
Yes.
Mom's hair is too straight. Found is too curly. A water bottle
never happy
stuck
with
in there.
What we have.
My hair's so long.
Yeah?
How long is it?
That's first world problem. Thanks for your call.
Loose strands get caught in my butt.
Yeah, that happens.
Low-key, I like that feeling.
I tried to pull out a long hair. You have that feeling, or you get Kinsey's?
I get Kinsey's.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what's that, tickling?
Mine? Yeah. Then, I hate having to pull that hair out.
When you finally get a hold of them, and you start pulling.
I know what you mean.
It's just so satisfying, man.
I know.
Yeah, but think about it. Every time you sit down to go to the bathroom, you have to get a stray hair. Or you feel it between your thighs, and it's tickling. Girls get it. Girls understand. It's like, where is it?
Out of the shower. That's where it happens.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, man, I love that feeling. So it's just that little bit of tickle.
So I remember that GoFundMe campaign for a girl. Do you remember she tried to make that plastic shield to keep from hair from getting trapped down there? You were like wearing this plastic thing over your back while you took a shower. I don't think it funded. It was bad. It was a funny video.
Oh, boy.
Nothing was better than one time I was getting a massage and he was like, oh, he tried to pull a hair like he thought it was stuck in my underwear I had on, but it was like stuck even more.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a very intimate situation.
And he played. Oh, there it is.
I was like, sorry, long hair problems. Oh, my God. Yeah, TMI on but for both of us.
Mm. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, well, could be better because I work from home and I don't start my job until about 10 a.m. But my husband's car is in the shop and he had a meeting at 6:30 this morning that I had to get up and take him to.
Oh, no. What's the point of working from home when you got to take the hook?
First world problem.
I feel you, Sierra.
It's true.
Hopefully that car gets out of the shop so you can go back to regular life. I'm with you on that one. Greg!
Yes.
Hello, Greg.
So, what's up?
All right, what's your personal problem, man?
I waited till the moment that Avengers Endgame tickets went for sale, and I sat in a virtual line on my phone for about an hour, and by the time we were able to buy tickets, all of the movie theaters in the area with reserved seating were sold out. So now I still have to go to a movie theater like 2 hours early, even though I have a ticket, just to make sure I get a good seat.
Oh, wow. Old school.
Yeah.
You gotta do it the old school way. Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to a theater with no reserved seating on Sunday.
Oh.
Earth.
No.
Earth.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good luck out there, Greg. I hope you find a good one, man.
It's rough out there,
though. Seating is everything.
Hard out there for a
camp. Yeah, man. Enjoy the movie, though, dude. Speaking of Avengers, let's go to Tyler here. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Going awesome, man. You have an Avengers-type first world problem.
Yeah, so this past weekend, I went to the L.A. premiere of Avengers Endgame and got to watch it with the cast.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
So it was actually my Make-A-Wish trip, but I didn't do Make-A-Wish because I was too old, so I did Wish With Wings, so shout out to Wish With Wings.
Shout out.
There you go.
Cool.
That's great.
Did you get to actually meet?
I got to meet most of the cast, and I got to take pictures with everybody.
Oh, that is cool.
Where could you possibly have a first world problem when you have something awesome like this?
So, I'm at school right now. And I'm about to take the two exams that I missed that I haven't really studied for.
There you go. There you go.
How are you doing? Are you feeling okay? Are you good?
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right. I should pull all A's probably.
Oh.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, text us that picture with you and the cast.
Yeah, can you do that, Tyler?
Yeah, I can text you the picture. Just text it to this number?
Yeah.
Sure, yes, yes.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
they're like individual pictures, but it's pretty cool.
We have individual texts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
send them on. We'd love to see it, brother. Take care of yourself,
and
okay?
Congratulations, man. Good luck on the test, buddy.
Appreciate it.
We all bomb a test here and there.
Yeah.
What teachers always tell you, go for the experience.
He's going to bomb a test and still make all A's.
Yeah,
because I didn't have any wiggle room in there.
Yeah, Tyler's got plenty of wiggle room.
Like, I had to do a certain grade to pass.
Did you ever get to the point where you're like, all right, all I have to do is get a 67, and I'll still get
degrees.
Right.
Well, that would have been a D, I think, right?
That, yeah, but it'll still put you at A.
Right.
At an A, like a 90% or whatever. So, how can I do the least amount and still get my A?
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, so my first world problem is that I forgot my conditioner, and I forgot to buy a new conditioner for the shower, and so I had to use lotion as my conditioner.
Ooh. Oh, does that work? Huh. Is that a good trick to do? Or
I do that sometimes after I've dried my hair. I'll put it on my hands and then rub it through this frizzy ends.
Okay.
I'll do that sometimes. Do you do it wet or dry?
I had to do it wet, and it wasn't the best trick. It fried my hair, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Just take care of it.
It's all good.
Yeah. Hey, avocado and coconut oil work great. Just next time if you have those lying around.
How about silicone and coconut oil?
Silicone and coconut oil is the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Jenna, weren't you talking about how you guys put avocado in your...
silicone and coconut oil?
Yes, sir. Avocado in your shake?
Yeah.
What'd you substitute it for?
Yeah, so with protein shakes, that's what we've started doing. Well, it can be substituted for, like, banana if you don't want all the sugar or anything, but avocado, it does not taste like avocado at all. It just makes it really creamy, kind of like if you put dates in there or something. It gives it the creaminess that a banana would.
Got it.
Or yogurt or anything you would use to make your shake creamy. Avocado is great. It sounds grosser than it is.
I tasted it. It was good.
Yeah, it doesn't. With fruit, it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah. Back to the hair problems from the text. My daughter and I just moved into a two-story house. But guys, now I have to buy shampoo, conditioner, and soap for two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hi, Taryn.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. So what's up with your first world problem?
Good. Well, the other night, I had a long day at work. I didn't want to cook or anything, so I decided to download the Waiter app. Well, I downloaded it, and I typed in my zip code. You know, not one of them restaurants delivered to our house because we live in the country so far away. Hashtag first world problem.
Man, yep.
Big old house out in the country.
Doesn't recognize you.
Pluses and minuses.
Speaking of not getting recognized on there, Simone wrote us on the text and said, my brand new apartment address is so new that Walmart grocery won't recognize it and can't deliver my items. So now I have to pick them up, and I live on the third floor. Hashtag first world problem.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, girl.
Too tough out there. And let's take Waylon's call here. Hi, Waylon.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
So what's up, Waylon? What's the first world problem?
Well, I got a truck for Christmas, and it's older, but I like it. And the cable on the inside of the door broke off before we bought it. So for the longest time, I had to roll my window down and open the door just to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah. That's got to suck when it's raining.
I've done that.
Oh, it did. When it was raining hard and cold and...
And sideways. But you got a truck for Christmas. That's pretty cool.
Get that cable fixed, dog.
That's what's the first world problem.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that wish they had a cool truck for Christmas. Thanks, Waylon. Have a wonderful day, man. Enjoy your truck. Hopefully you get that fixed soon. And thank you, Kid Nation, for the text messages and calls. Wish we could get to all of them, but we got to keep it going because it's time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hopefully we get to yours next week. But right now, we want to get to some money. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Pull out that phone again and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
We are looking for caller number 13 to play round one. And I say round one because we play twice a day. So if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. Got you next hour. But right now, it's all about you, caller number 13. We'll meet you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hey, Crystal.
Shut your mouth. I'm not on for real.
Yes, you are.
You said yours.
Oh, my God.
I love that expression.
What's up, pal?
I have to pull over. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, we'll hang right here. Baby.
What road are you on?
I am on Oak.
No clue. That's a good one.
Okay, I'm on 183 and something.
Okay, good. I love that. Yeah.
It's 112 and something.
Yeah, I was going to tell you.
You always just know one of them, you know? Yeah. What are you up to right now, Crystal? On your way to work or what?
I was on my way to work, but if I'm late, I'm okay with it today.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
Say that again.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work for an insurance company, the one where you're in good hands.
Oh, okay.
That one.
That's perfect. Yeah. You could be late to work for that. But if you were like a surgeon or something, I'd be like, maybe don't be that.
Go ahead, Somebody's waiting on you.
Somebody's definitely waiting on you.
Oh, my God. I'm
all right, Crystal. Well, we're digging the energy, so let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Chunky.
Password accepted.
Mm-hmm. Chunky. That is your password. Congratulations. Now, you get to pick out of the remaining vaults. Now, I know you heard the news, Crystal. Yesterday, we found the $10,000 one. But there's still a $5,000 one out there, so that's still plenty of money. Which vault would you like to go with?
At 49.
Vault number 49. There you go. All right, let's get that one ready for you. Here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
All right, you're going to be in the vault with a banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that keep increasing in value. It could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. Your job is to say stop before the vault door closes. If you do hear any amount that ends in the word thousand, that is as high as it's going to go, and you need to yell stop at that point, okay?
Okay.
All right,
you got
luck.
This, girl. You got this.
Go with your gut feeling. Pull out as much money as you can, Crystal. Let's do it. Let's play
Beat the Bank. Boom.
$110. $180. $200. $270. $350. $420. $540. $580. $630. $700. $840.
Stop.
All right. All right. Good move. Good move, Crystal. Good move.
Nice.
Crystal.
I was like, I want you to be in good hands, too, girl.
Yeah. Definitely good hands right there.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Oh, my God. I'm getting nervous.
What are you going to do with $840?
I was thinking about it while I was home, and I was like, you know, my husband's been really, really, really patient with me, so I might get him something.
Aww. Nice.
What's hubby's name?
Ryan.
Ryan, way to go and be patient with your wife,
Ryan.
Crystal.
We like Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, I like him too. He's
okay. That Ryan. All right, Crystal. Well, you got $840 just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$960.
Boom.
$1,000.
Oh, well, you got most of it.
It's okay. I got a lot of it.
You got most of that right there, Crystal. Well done. All right, hold on first.
Good job.
Get you all set up with your money, Crystal. Just like that. 35 minutes away from the next Password Kid Nation, so you can still win some money this morning with us. So make sure you're listening, and we'll hook you up with that. Congratulations to Crystal. Mm-hmm. And I do have a couple of fun facts that I
found.
Fun facts are great, because you can go to work and bring these up. For example, I just found out how you what you call a single strand of spaghetti.
What?
You don't know what it is, Al?
A noodle?
Spaghetti?
No, it's not noodle. Spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
Shout out.
That's the single spaghetti right there.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetto.
Somebody's yanking.
Who told you?
Nobody's yanking my chain.
Who told you this?
Jenna, our amazing Googler, can you please look that up? Who told me this? The world.
The world who?
A single strand of spaghetti. Spaghetto.
Told you!
Okay.
He's right. It's in the Wiktionary.
Is this like a new word?
Bon Appetit did an article on it in 2017.
Yeah. Okay. Paparazzi.
It's paparazzo,
see?
Yeah.
See, so same thing with ridiculous. Spaghetti. Spaghetto. So if you just want
a spaghetto?
I don't know, but if you threw one up against the wall, you're saying it wrong. You can't say I threw a spaghetti up against the wall. I threw a spaghetto, apparently.
So if Eminem's mom just put one strand on his plate, it would be spaghetto. It would change the whole song.
Yeah.
And what is a spaghetti-o?
Oh, good question.
That's
Kelly
the brand.
SpaghettiOs,
you stumped me on that one. I didn't know that one.
A singular ravioli.
Oh, raviolo.
Yeah.
Huh. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my gosh, salamo.
No,
salami?
You're being ridiculous.
I'm not. It's the Italian way.
Hold on. So ridiculous. One salami is a salamo?
It's a, well, like a slice of salami.
It's a salamo.
No, it's a salame, not salamo, because it's feminine.
Salami.
But they say, yeah, raviolo. Panino.
Is it a panini?
Yeah.
What about a one-legged octopus? Or a one-tentacle octopus? It's an octopopo?
It wouldn't be oct. It's just unip.
Yeah.
Well, if it's only
unip.
Did you know it was really going down that road?
I had no idea. I was just trying to play along.
Canolo.
Unip.
Yeah, because all of them.
Anything that ends with an I, just put an O.
Well, anything Italian, unless feminine. Yeah, gelati. Trying to distract.
JC's turning red.
That is the funniest name in my life.
Boss Man George is watching.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's funny.
It's just a funny name. It hit me funny.
All right.
You want another fun fact?
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Kinsey, my wife and I were just talking about this. So if your head accidentally falls off or gets chopped off.
If your head accidentally...
Yeah.
What happens on roller coasters and in elevators?
So a lot of people think it's like, is it over? Done, right?
Do you flop around like a chicken?
Do you flop around like a chicken or run around like a chicken? Here's what happens, Kelly. This is from HowStuffWorks.com, my favorite website. When your head comes off, you have as many as 30 seconds of consciousness.
Which part is conscious? Your head or the body?
Your brain's still there, so I guess you could still hear because your ears are up there, and I guess you could still see some things.
Do you still feel?
I guess you can't feel to the person, right?
You severed your spine, so you probably can't feel, but you could see and think and hear.
I guess unless it hits your voice box.
Yeah, you can't talk because your voice box is gone. You can't get air.
Because
you get. That was my question. How do you know?
That's a good question.
Like, how can you ask ahead? Hey, are you still there?
Some of those freaky deaky
experiments they used to do on people.
In the French Revolution.
Thanks, Trey.
They had the guillotine, and so they would cut people's heads off and then yell and scream at the heads to try to get a reaction.
For fun?
That was just to see if the head was still conscious.
I want my head to pop up, and I'd just go, ow.
This is delicious breakfast combo.
So look at that. We found out about food, how to say the singular term for a lot of food. And apparently 30 seconds.
This show is nothing if not educational.
Yep. Always.
We found out what
a one
tentacle octopus.
Entertaining, questionable, educational. Yes.
I made fun of this little boy. Made friends with him, a boy, in the grocery store the other day because there's an octopus in the meat counter thing. And so I'm like, ooh. I'm just this little white boy. I'm like, he goes, what? I'm going, look, it's an octopus. He came over and goes, ooh. That's the end of that story.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I think we should go out on that. That was great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. So our buddy Tyler from First World Problems sent us the pictures of him with all the Avengers, dude. He's there.
Oh, that Tyler. Okay.
Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd. Scarlet. She looked so good.
Wow. Look at that.
I like how I just called Paul Rudd just Ant-Man. He's got...
Is that Matt Damon?
That's Matt Damon.
You just get a photo with Matt Damon?
Because I guess he was just there hanging out. There's Chris Evans. Man, he definitely did get to hang out with everybody.
Yeah, he did.
Bradley Coop?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
What is going on?
Oh.
So I guess all these other cool celebrities. Is that Sofia Vergara? Yeah, he definitely partied with everyone. Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo.
How cool is that?
He's right, man. He met everybody.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Tyler called in and said, hey, you went to the Avengers movie premiere in L.A. and ended up meeting all the stars of the movie.
Nice.
And apparently some other stars that were not in the movie as well. And
his first world problem was...
He had a test this morning. Two of them.
Yeah. Didn't study for.
He's going to bomb, but it's okay. He's still going to make A's.
Yeah.
Because he's a smart dude.
Way to go, Tyler.
He even sent us another Matt Damon selfie in the bathroom. That's a scary spot to ask for pictures.
Not a fan.
In the bathroom.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
That's for one or two things, and that's it.
Have you ever had a... I know Kid had a celebrity encounter in the bathroom once with Larry King, and Kid famously said, hey, Larry, fellow broadcaster.
Yeah.
And Larry King...
Miguel was with...
George
Costanza. Costanza. Yeah. Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander, that's what I was trying to say. I peed next to Jason Alexander, and I did the look over.
You did look?
Yeah.
See, you broke the rule.
I had to.
Why?
Just one opportunity.
For what?
I don't know.
How does that better your life?
I'm just proud I was standing because I thought he sat.
George.
I can't believe you looked.
George.
Did he catch you looking?
No.
I had one run in with Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live when we went out there that one time when The Rock was hosting.
Yeah.
And that didn't go so well either.
Why not?
I don't know. I just said, hey, Kyle, I'm from San Diego too. Cool. You think like a friendship's gonna start?
I had a Fergie.
You had a Fergie bathroom?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys talk?
She was it was kind of up and coming Black Eyed Peas at the time, you know. So for me, I was kind of like, oh, that's that girl in Black Eyed Peas. She was like, I love your outfit. She was so nice, out of nowhere. Just like she complimented something I had on, just being friendly. It was, and I said, and then I went set in stall. I was like, that was cool. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't ask for a photo because I wouldn't like that. I don't like the bathroom.
Yeah.
In the stall.
It's
like,
weird.
I had someone peek over once.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Just like drunk in a bar and was like, Jenna! I was like, oh my God. Of course, you know, because like sometimes I'm in a bodysuit and you know how that goes.
No, I don't. I've never worn one. How's it go?
But all the selfies y'all take are in the bathroom. A lot of them because the lighting's
different.
Better.
Uh-huh.
That's different.
Yeah.
Mid-stall's a little different.
Have you had a weird bathroom run-in, Kelly?
Not that I can think of. Sorry. I wish I did.
I would have thought you had at least a couple.
If I did, they were so non-eventful, I don't remember.
You've had a weird bathroom experience with Kelly. Give us a call.
Yeah, maybe Kelly just doesn't know that she had a weird bathroom.
Yeah, maybe it didn't mean... A lot of times people think they, you know, shocked you or surprised you or rude you. Like, I don't even remember, so apparently it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of being shocked, Jenna was shocked yesterday with the boyfriend because he just keeps getting better and better, apparently.
So we were at dinner at 5, because that's when I like to eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a champ for going, but... I know that this is still relatively new, but it kind of got me thinking, like, have you ever just learned something about your significant other way late into the relationship that you would think that they would brag about early on?
Yeah.
So we were sitting there, and we got in a conversation about he heard a noise in the house. He didn't want to wake me up the night before. He thought he heard footsteps. So I reminded him that I have a weapon because I had a stalking situation, and now I'm armed and know how to use it very well. And I told him it's ready to go and it's under my bed because I was a single girl for a long time anyway. So I was telling him, he's like, well, that's dangerous, Jenna. And I was like, I went to the range. I took multiple lessons. I feel very safe. I don't have children in the home. I know how to use it. And then I got a little braggy. Of course, my competitive side, the ugly side came out. Yeah. I was like, I bet I could, you know, show you up on the range. Let's go this weekend. That kind of talk.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, okay. He goes, I was first in the nation in sharpshooting.
How about that?
In sharpshooting.
Sharpshooting. In the nation of what?
And I'm like, in the U.S.
In the United States.
In the U.S.
And so I forgot that he went to military school, and I was like, yeah, right. And then he, like, spouted off some things. I was like, first in what? And he was like, well, I mean, in my level, in my yeah. age, when I did the test. And I go, how are you just telling me that you were the best sharpshooter in the country in your age group?
Up.
And then I'm also, like, a little suspicious.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
What do you mean suspicious?
We all exaggerate our athletic achievements.
He's our very own Carlos.
But now I'm thinking.
Carlos Kyle over there.
Probably really good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's a sharpshooter champion.
Need to go. You
I'm
going
to take him to the range.
You need to, because you have to keep in practice. You've got to keep your skill level.
One right down here.
But how do you think we would do if Al and I went out there? And we've shotguns
we
a couple times.
We did this before, remember? Yeah. Al and I went head to head. Battle of the Sexes challenge. It was Al and I at the range.
I wasn't very good.
I won.
The one that looks really tough is the skeet shooting.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I guarantee
tracking
you,
it.
I don't think I could hit one.
No. We need to go back out there and do it again. Let's go.
I'm down. Well, I can't go with boyfriend, though, because if he's a sharp
shooter. He's a sharp shooter.
Yeah, I don't want to be showing up.
Sharp shooting.
Because I'm competitive, too.
It's really hard for girls to go to the gun range because you're not allowed to take selfies. Mm-hmm. And what's the point of doing it if you can't prove that you did it and how cute you look holding it?
You can have someone take one from behind.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a funny gun range story for another time, I guess. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You can't talk about it yet?
I mean, I can. I don't know if it'll interest you. Yeah.
Oh, we got
time. Sometimes I like to ask without going rogue, and then Sunny yells at me. Well, so when I had the situation, I was very concerned, right? That I had a stalker for a little bit. I was very scared. And, he was by my home.
It's much better now, by the way.
So it's fine now. This was a couple years ago. And, I didn't talk about it at the time. But, you know, I got a lot of police officers told me I needed protection because it's true. So I was in a very serious state of mind when I went to the range with my gun. I wanted to make sure I knew, you know, that I was safe with it in its case. So you know, all the precautions. They teach you how to stand with your hips. They teach you everything. It has to face out when you're
holding it. How to hold it, everything.
Right.
So then next to me in this gun range, some of these guys roll in, and I don't know if they were just trying to have fun, but they look like they were in a gang. Let me just put it that way. They put the
target.
The target all the way back. Because here I am.
But like the toughest?
I mean, I'm shooting like I would be shooting an intruder, right?
Uh-huh.
So they put it all the way back.
Distance.
And they're practicing like they saw how to shoot out of a car in a movie.
Sideways.
With their hands to the side. They're bang, bang, bang. And they're saying bang, bang, bang.
They were saying bang, bang, bang.
How is this okay? Because, of course, I'm in a place where I'm so taking it so seriously with my shoulders and breathing. And they're trying to go sideways. They pull their target back. I pull mine back every single shot in the chest. Like, I was practicing till I got it good. They pull their target all the way back after trying to shoot that way. Not one hit the target. It was funny, but also scary at the same time.
You would think some, like, an instructor would come up and go, guys, please don't hold the gun
like
that.
That's not allowed to do that. But they were shooting with their hands turned. Almost like they'd walk by it and like they were in a car.
Were they pushing it out too as they were shooting? Which made the aim even worse.
They had the target like 100 feet back or more.
Oh my God.
At least I felt
safe
that they would never hit.
Were they practicing for a drive-by?
That's what I felt like was happening.
Oh my God.
Maybe just for some class or something.
Yeah.
Well, they need to practice harder.
Yeah, they need to go back and take a couple more lessons.
I've never seen anything like it in real life. It was crazy. Anyway, let you guys go to the range?
Yeah, I would love to.
Feel safe?
Yeah. Let's do it soon. Kelly, you down?
Yeah.
Alan likes it.
Yeah.
Not to make a joke of it, to be serious.
We'll plan. Yeah, we got to plan it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good for him, yeah.
Wait till you hear this.
Okay. Interesting. Ariana.
Good morning. morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Well, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. So you're already at work. I hear you're a stay-at-home mommy.
I am. I'm always at work.
Yeah. How many employees?
Oh, I have three.
Three employees.
How old are they?
Okay, I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 11-month-old.
Oh, girl.
Wow. You definitely have your hands full, yeah. Daddy Anna.
Oh, yeah, they're super bossy.
Yeah, I bet, right?
You know what causes those, right?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you could do use a little extra cash to buy stuff for the kids to keep them preoccupied while you hang out at the house with them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe go out, go to some museums, go to some parks.
Yes.
A lot of money for
the pool.
Activities, yes. Well, let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Gaga.
Password accepted.
There you go, Ariana. You got the password correct. Now you gained access to all our vaults. Which one would you like to pick?
I pick 34.
Vault number 34. All right. That one's all yours, and here's how the game works. We're going to put you in there with our banker who's going to holler dollar amounts. The longer you stay in there, the higher those amounts get. Mm-hmm. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will pull out of the vault. You could hear the word 5,000 or maybe 1,000 or 2,000, but the only tip we can give you is that if you hear the word 1,000, you yell stop because it will not go any higher once it reaches 1,000 increment, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
And again, if that door closes, you get nothing. We don't want that because we want you to have as much fun as you can with the kids.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Ariana, let's do it. Let's get that money and play.
Beat the bank.
$90. $140. $180. $270. $390. $410. $480. $550. $700. $790.
That's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Those employees might get grounded today.
Wow. She seems good with it. You were going for it, Ariana.
You played the game, babe.
And we appreciate you calling in and listening to the show while you're at home with the kiddos.
Thank you, guys.
You have an awesome day. Keep on trying. We want to talk to you again. You still have an opportunity to win that $5,000 vault. Still somewhere in there, Kid Nation. Man,
yeah.
I like her a lot too. I like all our contestants that come in. I want them all to win. But that's how games work, Big Al.
That's how they go, man.
That's how Beat the Bank go.
Speaking of the game, Big Al Mac just teased us with a dude who
71-year-old man. Well, here's the story. You want me to tell it right now?
Well, you can hook us up with it coming up next because we got to find that out. And we got to find out why Jenna's so mad at her mom.
Yes, and maybe you've dealt with this kind of thing.
Yeah, we all get mad at mom sometimes. So, why is she mad? We'll find out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation, don't forget to visit the website, kidnation.com, and sign up for our Florida Family Flyaways.
Yeah.
Sign up once. That's all you have to do, and then you're in for the whole 4 weeks of giveaways. So it takes, 3 seconds to type in your name and stuff?
Yep.
So go visit KidNation.com, get your name in today, and thank you to Visit Florida for making this happen for us. You're going to love these vacations, I'm telling you. They're awesome. And Big Al Mac,
you
just teased us with a little bit of tidbit action.
Sure.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Princeton valedictorian.
Nice.
25, gets engaged to her 71-year-old former professor and beloved mentor, as she reveals that she only asked him out 6 months ago. Her name is Cameron Platt. She, as I said, valedictorian at Princeton. Smart girl.
Very
she
smart.
Got her degree, then went to Oxford to get her master's degree. Spent 2 years over there.
Whoa.
So this girl's not stupid. And attractive. She works on her picture on Kid TV. And she's like, something's missing. Something's missing. She missed her man. Or she missed this. They didn't date in college.
Yeah.
She comes back to the States.
She had a crush on him the entire time.
She asked him out. Their first date was to the Metropolitan Museum in Manhattan. And they rambled through the museum like shy teens. And they are engaged to be married.
Hey, when you find your soulmate.
It surprised me for a woman. 46 years old. Because you're that intelligent. The only thing that turns you on is someone that's
equally
there, yeah. Mature and intelligent, yeah.
And, you know, when we're 25, we're probably not there with you right now.
No.
You know, we're not there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of going after your man like she did,
yeah.
This article came out and said 50 years ago women were taught that they needed to play hard to get. Even recently, as of like, maybe, yeah. 6 years ago, mm-hmm. in order to get a man's attention. But today we realize that this is actually very dangerous advice that sends men mixed signals about when no means no and when to try harder. So now we have scientific proof of this shift. A new study says that college-aged men and women are showing less of a tendency to play hard to get and more likely to be upfront about how they feel. And that way, boundaries are not crossed as much.
I see that.
So if you have a crush on someone, Go
tell him you have a crush.
Yeah, don't.
Because the guy that's attentive to what's going on in the world today is probably going to be like, okay, fine. I don't want to go out. You know, you said no.
Yeah.
Are you playing hard to get? I'm going to assume you just don't want to go. You're not playing hard to get.
Because now guys, if they get that hard to get, we're like, okay.
All right.
I'm going to back off all the way now.
Absolutely.
I get it. I got your signal.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough right now.
Society is... You know, I think there's a natural inclination for men to want to chase, but now they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's an HR expert, but they do have HR experts that was talking about how they're thinking about handshakes and high five, or like handshakes are going to be stopped at workplaces between
what?
Men and women.
Because of spread of germs?
In the future. No, because of sexual harassment. They're
handshakes?
Even thinking, yeah, they're even looking at like handshakes, just
yeah, we've got
a simple greeting like that.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Are you already
But I think it's got to swing so extreme for people to realize, wait a minute, we got to correct the shit just a little bit, you know?
Right.
Well, but basically all it says is just tell people how you feel, which is what Jenna is doing right now, because Jenna needs to tell her mom how she really feels right now.
I say I'm mad at my mom, and then y'all are going to judge me for having said I'm mad at my mom about what this is concerning.
We all get mad at mom,
this
though.
This is, it's kind of a potentially heavy situation that's been going on in the last week.
Okay.
My mom found a lump under her armpit. It's been bothering her. Oh. And so, you know, my mom doesn't have health insurance, and, you know, and I do what I can to help take care of her, but it's... you know, times like that, I think she procrastinates going to the doctor.
Yeah.
When you don't have health insurance, things are expensive. She doesn't want to burden me. And I sat her down. You know, we had a conversation. I was like, I don't care how much it costs. Like, we need to go see what's going on. You know, she's getting older. Things can happen. You know, breast cancer doesn't run in our family. I mean, I've had a couple relatives with it, but as I've gotten older, so, you know, technically it doesn't run in the family, but still.
It doesn't discriminate.
If you haven't, you know, and at her age, if you don't get mammograms every year, anyway, you know, everyone understands it's important. So I said, I don't care. Oh, it might be expensive, on and on. I don't care. Go, go, go. So she went and she gets a mammogram. And, she texts me the results after anxiously awaiting them for a week. She decides this is just good to shoot a text. I mean, we have had in-person conversations about potential breast cancer, what we would do.
Right.
I get a text from my mom yesterday that says, mammogram turned out good.
Good.
That's how you reveal the news.
That's good, though.
You shoot her a text back and says, I'm pregnant.
That's what I mean. I just think we live in this, and I understand it was good news. You know, I wasn't trying to concern anyone, but it's the whole point of, like, now we opt in for, you know, like, my STD test is good.
Say that.
I'm pregnant. Or, like, we just share things via text message now. It's crazy to me. I miss the intimacy of the phone call. I just would have loved for her to break that news to me in person, because it's obviously been a week. We've been waiting to make sure everything's okay. So everything is okay. But all it warranted was a text.
I know. And I don't know why, but I like the dramatic effect that a call gives. Like, hey, I get the results. You know, and it's like you.
I don't like it, but I just feel like it's.
And then you get the three dots.
How did it go? ...
Right.
Oh gosh. So you know, I'm being dramatic when I say I'm mad at her. I'm happy everything's okay. But gosh, mom, you're just gonna text me. You're not even gonna call me. Tell me in person after this long week that we've had. Really, I mean, she was very concerned. We were very worried.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm trying to think of like. Could you imagine if that's how my mom told me my dad wasn't my real dad?
Right.
Just send me a text. Hey, by the way, your dad's not your real dad.
Let me talk to you for a minute.
Cecilia.
Yeah. Hey, write me if you had funny things revealed to you via text.
Oh, that is funny. I'm glad she's okay, though. Because those are scary.
I am. I know. Can't believe I'm glad she's okay, you. Too.
I wonder if that guy that just won the $700 million lottery texts his girlfriend. Hey, babe, guess what? I won the lottery. I'm in Jamaica.
Did he have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually, I think they bought the tickets together, right?
I did hear that they bought some tickets together.
She's loving on him
right
now.
He bought, I'm throwing air quotes up, he bought some tickets on his own.
That's so hard to say who's, yeah. That's why I don't like to mess with that. I just buy my own tickets.
I bet the "we should get married" line was thrown out a couple times.
That's what I mean. She's just like doting on him.
I'm just finally,
if she can find him.
I'm happy that it's finally like, because normally when you see somebody that wins the lottery, it's they're really, really old.
They're about to expire.
Like in their 80s, or they're already pretty wealthy or well off.
Yeah, he's got a lifetime ahead of him.
Yeah.
I think he's lucky.
24 years old. I don't even think you could spend that if you tried.
You could.
No.
He said he could do a lot of good in the world.
That's what he said. I hope he's got a good head on his shoulders. I hope he does.
He seems like a good dude. Hardworking guy.
Yeah. His goal was to get his bank account to $1,000.
Wow.
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
Succeeded.
Hilarious.
Nailed it.
Succeeded right here. Speaking of winning some stuff, we got the Kentucky Derby coming up, everybody.
Yay.
So tomorrow, we're gonna let you know about the bets, okay?
You can start betting.
Tomorrow. You can start placing your bets. You'll know which the horses are in all the races. Okay. And then races are going to be happening every day next week. So the Kentucky Derby is back. It took a year off. You know, we had to let the horses get a little bit older because we had a bunch of babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so be on the lookout for that next week.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.